from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Islamic State's Egyptian affiliate claimed Wednesday that it has beheaded a Croatian it abducted last month, showing a purported photo of his body in an online message. The state-run Croatian news agency, HINA, said it could not confirm that Tomislav Slopalek, a married 30-year-old father of two who was working in Egypt, had been killed. If confirmed, his beheading would be the first of a Western hostage held by the Sinai province. That's an Egyptian group that has pledged its allegiance to the Islamic State. The photo was posted on an Islamic State-affiliated Twitter account and shows a man's severed head lying on his body with a knife driven into the sand next to it and the black Islamic State flag in the background. Syrian activists said government airstrikes Wednesday near Damascus killed at least 27 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes hit several towns in the eastern Ghouta region and also left at least 120 people wounded. The airstrikes followed shelling in Damascus by rebel fighters that the observatory said killed at least one person. The state-run news agency Sana in Syria blamed terrorists for mortar and rocket fire, saying the shelling killed five civilians. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's very likely his emails are read by the Chinese and Russians, both of whom are accused of recent cyber attacks on U.S. government targets. It's very likely, and not just outside the realm of possibility, according to Kerry when he asked about the matter Tuesday in an interview on the CBS Evening News. We know that it attacked a number of American interests over the course of the last few days. This is VOA News. Greek lawmakers are finishing a draft bill for the country's third government bailout package in 5 years. They're aiming for a vote before a meeting of Eurozone ministers on Friday. Lawmakers were finishing the draft on Wednesday, with the vote expected on Thursday. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Greece and its international creditors agreed in principle on broad terms of a new bailout. Greece needs the money by August 20th when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. China has allowed the value of its currency to drop for a second consecutive day. It repeats a surprise move Tuesday that rattled global markets and could raise tensions with its trade competitors. China's yuan fell 1.6% Wednesday after falling nearly 2% a day earlier. It was its biggest single-day drop in a decade. That surprise devaluation of China's currency has created a ripple effect through commodities as well as currencies and stock prices in Asian emerging markets. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
Broad indexes of Asian stocks, excluding the Japan market, plunged 2% Wednesday to a two-year low, a day after the yuan's trading band was loosened, resulting in about a 5% slide of the currency in global trading. Vietnam followed suit and widened the trading band around the dong. Glenn McGuire, chief Asia-Pacific economist at ANZ Bank, says other Asian governments may also be tempted to weaken their currencies.
If Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, Vietnam all decided they were going to win or gain market share by making their currencies significantly cheaper, then it's their average citizens who pay the cost of that policy decision.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
A U.S. Army helicopter crashed while landing on a Navy ship Wednesday off Japan's southern island of Okinawa, injuring seven people and damaging the aircraft, according to officials. The helicopter made a hard landing on the USNS Red Cloud cargo vessel about 30 kilometers east of Okinawa. The U.S. forces in Japan said in a statement that it is adding that the cause was under investigation. The injured were transported to a Navy hospital and their conditions were not immediately clear. A massive landslide has swept through a housing facility at a mining company in northwest China, leaving around 40 people missing, according to state media. The Xinhua news agency said early Wednesday that a landslide in Shanxi province buried five dorms and three houses under a million cubic meters of earth. Xinhua says the accident appears to have been caused by a gas explosion, as if 56 people have been rescued. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.